Good morning, everyone. This is Gary Kay, and you are listening to my Daily Rants and Raves. Daily Rants and Raves is part of the Rave Radio podcast, and of course, you can check out all of our Rave Radio podcasts at ravepubs.com. We've been podcasting a lot about Infocom products and companies that are launching in a couple of weeks at Infocom, but now we're going to talk about an event at Infocom, the Display Summit. I'm joined by Chris Chinnock. Chris, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Gary.
Thank you. The Display Summit is June 6th and 7th at the Flamingo in Las Vegas. This has become a staple of Infocom. I mean, it's had another name, but Display Summit better describes it. Why don't you tell them a little bit about, since you're in charge of it, why don't you tell them a little bit about what the Display Summit covers and why they should attend?
Sure. Well, we've been doing this for about 15 years now, and the whole idea is trying to identify where the key trends are in terms of technology, in terms of markets, in terms of applications, primarily for the professional display markets, but we clearly will cover some of the consumer space as well, because clearly those technologies and markets are merging to some degree now.
Yeah, and obviously display affects every segment of the commercial AV market, so this is big because everybody ultimately ends up putting their content visually somewhere. So it matters where that technology is going. And over that 15 years, it's probably been the biggest change in technology in the history of our industry. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, most certainly. And we've kind of expanded the definition of display now to really include that whole pixel pipeline from content generation to processing to distribution up to the display itself, because it is becoming increasingly difficult to separate those as discrete pieces.
Exactly. And so let's start at the end, because everyone is most familiar with the end. And this year you've got some interesting sponsors, for example. I mean, obviously you have DLP, and that's the dominant display technology. You got Samsung and Digital Projection as sponsors this year, but you've got a new company listed there that's called Compound Photonics.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that, because I wrote an article about them about a week or so ago. About when I read their press release and understood what they were doing, it seems to me they're gonna shake up the industry a little bit from a display standpoint if they pull off what they're planning on pulling off.
That is absolutely correct. And in fact, I had a chance to get out and visit with the company a couple of months ago in Phoenix, Arizona. And they're basically going to create a kind of a revolution in projection. And their whole idea is RGB laser for the laser source, for the light source, 4K as a minimum for the imager. And they're going to target really the mainstream commercial market. So a 3,000 lumen projector at a very affordable price point, with all the advantages of a solid-state laser source and higher resolution, et cetera, et cetera. And what's particular, so that part is very innovative, first of all. The second part that's really kind of cool is they're going to do a lot of this integration all internally. They're very vertically integrated. So they're making their own LCOS panels. They're making some of their own lasers. They're doing their own despeckling technology. They're going to build their own projectors. They've even got some screen technology in the works and some interesting algorithms for compensating for ambient illumination, so you can maintain those bright saturated colors even with the lights on. So really cool stuff they've got going on.
So the imager they've announced so far is LCOS based.
That's true. Yeah.
And so people are familiar with that. At least they can be familiar with that. I think the differentiator here is that it's laser, but not laser phosphor. It's literally red, green, and blue lasers.
Exactly. And that's, you know, that kind of technology has been confined to the premium large format market in cinema. And everyone knows that RGB laser is the real end game for projection. It just buys you so much. But the price of those lasers has been too prohibitive to move it into the mainstream. These guys really want to shake it up.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. I mean, they're going to be, obviously, that you'll be talking a lot about that. But let's talk about the processing side of things. You got Pete Putman, who's definitely an expert at the pipeline side of things. He's sort of made his living in being an expert there. He's doing a presentation. You've got the head of the HD-based T Alliance, Gabby Shrieky. He's doing a presentation, and then you also have Marshall Goldberg with Lattice Semiconductor doing a presentation on HDMI and sort of the future of 4K and all that. In addition to a bunch of other people, you've got somebody from AMD that's going to be there. AppDivision, of course, with their video to IP-based technology. This is going to be full of a lot of pipeline products.
Yeah, exactly. And as you know, the demands for delivering content from point A to B or from point A to multiple point Bs is increasing. You need more bandwidth, you need more pixels. Now you're adding wider color gamut, you're adding HDR, you're thinking about doing some compression on links that have always been uncompressed, and especially the video over IP. This is just going to be huge in the professional AV market, and it's already happening in the broadcast market now, so these are really important trends.
I agree with you, and the Display Summit, it's just 2 weeks away, but you can still register now, and tell them how to do so.
Go to DisplaySummit.com. You'll find the links to registration and the agenda and all that good stuff there.
Well, we are excited to be a sponsor again. I think this is at least our fifth or sixth year being a sponsor of this event. We always like to stay on the cutting edge. You and I have partnered on a bunch of different projects in the past. I think we have a lot of mutual respect for each other, but I certainly have an enormous amount of respect for you. I mean, you are one of the, if not the person that knows more about display technology than any human being I know. So thanks for doing this at the show.
Thank you.
If you go to displaysummit.com, you can see all the information on the upcoming event. And again, it's June 6th and 7th at the Las Vegas Flamingo Hotel. And if you are forward thinking and you're future thinking and want to make sure that your company is ahead of the curve, this is the way to do it. You don't have to wait for us to write about it. You don't have to wait for everyone else to find out about the technology. Everything that is, I don't know of a single technology that has had an impact on our market that has not appeared in the Display Summit first. Would you agree with that?
That's a great point. Yeah, that's true. We do like to kind of foreshadow what's going to come into the market. And you know what the other really big benefit of this event is? Networking. I mean, you're going to rub elbows with the CTOs and the CEOs and the senior executives of these technology companies and brand companies. So it's a great way to get your foot in the door on these technologies early and these products and to identify market opportunities early too.
You're exactly right. It's a good point. So all you got to do is go to displaysummit.com. You can see the entire agenda there. You can register there. And stay tuned because we'll be reporting from there. And, of course, I would encourage you to go if you have the time. Again, June 6th and 7th. So don't miss any of the show. You're there before the show even starts. DisplaySummit.com. Chris, thank you very much for joining me today.
Great. Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And, everyone, thanks for listening. And we'll see you at InfoComm.